Welcome back to the deep dive. Okay, so we've got your sources here, and we're ready to unpack them, pull out those key nuggets for you.
Mm-hmm.
And this time, we're diving deep into something maybe you see often but don't really think about much. The humble herb, dill.
That's right. And the sources you sent are, well, they're focused entirely on dill. Culinary perspective, history, uses, characteristics. The lot.
Yeah, exactly. So our mission, as always, is to cut through it all, find what's really important, what's interesting about dill, why has it been, you know, cherished for literally thousands of years.
Right. Its significance is actually quite surprising.
So we'll explore the flavor, the versatility, and
yeah,
we found a few unexpected facts in there too. So let's just jump right into this flavor journey.
Okay, let's do it. And starting at the beginning makes sense because dill, well, it has this really long, fascinating history. We're talking cherished for over 2,000 years, according to the sources.
2,000 years.
Okay.
Just think about that. Native to Eurasia.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But it seems the ancient Egyptians were among the first to really cultivate it.
Wow. It's kind of wild to think an herb used by pharaohs is something we sprinkle on our fish today.
It really is. And, you know, its uses went way beyond the kitchen back then. It had these almost symbolic roles.
Like what?
Well, in medieval Europe, it was seen as a protective charm, used to ward off evil.
A protective charm. Imagine needing dill for that.
Yeah.
And the Greeks, they saw it differently.
Yeah, for them, it was more a symbol of wealth, good fortune. And then you have the Vikings. They thought it could soothe colic in babies.
Soothing colic.
Ah.
That's interesting. Does that connect to the name at all?
It does, actually. The sources point out the name dill comes from the Old Norse word dilla.
Dilla.
Yeah, D-Y-L-L-A. And it literally means to soothe or to calm.
Huh. So that belief, that observation, it got baked right into the name itself.
Exactly. And you see that soothing idea pop up again later, even in other uses.
It's pretty amazing. And this rich history, it's not just trivia, is it? It shows how deeply embedded it became. The sources say its staying power comes from how it elevates simple stuff. Fish, potatoes, eggs.
Right. Keeps it relevant, keeps it cherished.
Okay, so that's the history. Let's get into what dill is now. Characteristics, flavor.
Yeah, okay. Visually, the sources describe it really nicely. Feathery green, so light and fine. One even calls it green lace.
Green lace. I like that. It does have that delicate look, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Which kind of translates to the lightness it brings to a dish.
Visually and flavor-wise, yeah. And that light look hides a pretty distinct flavor. It's described as fresh and bright.
Fresh and bright, okay.
Grassy, a little sweet, and with those hints of anise, there's a line in there. A fleeting scent of summer's field, a gentle note, both bright and healed.
Bright and healed. That feels right for dill. It doesn't dominate, it just sort of lifts everything.
Exactly. And it's incredibly versatile. Works raw, cooked, or just sprinkled on at the end.
Right, that finishing flourish. The chef's spice snapshot mentions that. It bridges sweet and savory notes really well, too.
Mm-hmm. And the snapshot makes a good point. We're talking mainly about the fresh fronds here. The seeds are different.
Oh, right. Dried seeds. They're warmer, more pungent. Used in pickles, mostly.
Yeah, exactly. That's kind of their main thing, pickles and some breads. But for this fresh, bright flavor, it's all about the fronds.
Got it. So these fronds, how are they typically used in the kitchen? Do the sources break it down?
They do. So as a fresh herb, you know, sprinkle over fish, potato salads, classic, mixed into creamy dressings, dips, those buttermilk sauces, very common.
And you can blend it too, right? Compound butters for seafood.
Oh, yeah. Fantastic. Or just stirred into yogurt or creme fraiche.
Yeah.
Makes a great simple condiment, really brightens things up.
And cooking with it, does it hold up?
It does, surprisingly well, as an enhancer.
Mm.
Baked into breads, savory pastries, added to broths, soups, and of course, essential for pickling brines, gives that clean herbal lift.
And then just garnishing. Simple but effective. On soups, campies, smørrebrød.
Definitely. Adds that final touch of green and flavor.
The sources list some perfect pairings. Lemon, cucumber.
Salmon, eggs, new potatoes.
Garlic, mustard, smoked fish. Yeah, looking at that list, you see a pattern. Lemon, cucumber refreshing, salmon, eggs, creamy stuff rich.
Right. It seems to cut through richness, but also complements delicate flavors.
It's like a flavor counterpoint. Brightens without taking over.
Precisely. And there are some useful tips in there, too, like the fun tip. Add fresh dill right at the end of cooking.
Makes sense. Keep that bright flavor and color.
Yeah, don't cook it away. And the chef's tip is similar for creamy dressings and sauces. Add it just before serving.
Yeah.
Maximize that freshness.
Good practical advice. Okay, yeah. So moving beyond the plate,
mm-hmm.
there are non-culinary aspects, too. health benefits.
Yeah, the sources touch on traditional uses, and this loops back to that dilla to soothe meaning.
Oh, okay. How so?
Traditionally, it was used as a digestive aid, you know, to calm bloating, help digestion.
Interesting. Like an after-dinner sort of thing.
Could be. And some modern understanding seems to back this up, mentioning antimicrobial properties. Good for gut health, potentially. Plus, it's rich in antioxidants, so potentially anti-inflammatory. It's like ancient wisdom meeting some modern science.
That's fascinating. Tradition and science aligning. What else? Any other surprises?
Well, this one was kind of funny. Breath freshener.
Dill. As what? A breath freshener.
Apparently, chewing the seeds does the trick. And get this. Dill oil is even used in some natural toothpastes.
Dill toothpaste. Okay. That is unexpected. I guess the antimicrobial aspect makes sense there, too.
Maybe so. And one last thing. Mild sedative effects. Described as perfect for calming after a busy shift.
There's that soothing theme again, from Viking babies to stressed out chefs.
Exactly. It seems to be a core characteristic observed for centuries.
Okay, so to kind of tie some of this together, the sources mention a recipe idea, chilled dill and cucumber soup.
Yeah, and it really highlights that refreshing side of dill, silky, light, summery, cool cucumber, fresh dill, lemon, creamy Greek yogurt.
Sounds lovely. Like a light starter or lunch.
Definitely. And they mention a variation, too, using a vichy sauce base, like leeks and potatoes, for something heartier.
Oh, interesting. So the same dill cucumber profile works in a richer soup, too?
Yeah, it shows how adaptable it is, from super light to more comforting.
Right. Okay, so let's reflect a bit. We've covered its ancient history, this unique, bright, grassy, slightly anise flavor.
Mm-hmm. Bridging sweet and savory.
It's massive versatility, fresh, blended, cooked. And these surprising health benefits, traditional uses, even toothpaste.
Yeah, it's clear there's a lot more to this herb than meets the eye. It's not just a garnish.
Definitely not. There's that quote from the source. Dill's flavor is a fleeting breath of summer one that brightens every dish it touches.
That captures it really well, that brightened quality.
So wrapping up this deep dive. Wow. We went from ancient Egypt over 2,000 years ago through its use as charms and remedies.
Mm-hmm. To its place in modern kitchens everywhere.
We explored that bright, grassy flavor, how it works with everything from fish to sauces, learned about soothing digestion.
And the toothpaste. Can't forget the toothpaste.
Never. It really leaves you thinking, doesn't it? How does this one plant used for millennia stay so relevant?
From warding off evil, supposedly, to brightening a modern salad or soup. It's kind of amazing.
What does its enduring presence, its adaptability across cultures and uses, tell us about? Well, but the power of simple, natural ingredients.
Maybe there's a deeper wisdom in those long-held traditions, you know? Something we're still appreciating.
It's definitely something to think about next time you see dill at the store or in a dish.
Absolutely.
Maybe pick some up. Try some of those pairings or tips we talked about. You might find a whole new appreciation for it.